This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
About next week.
Does Mike Pence make it so that Monday night at this convention, where there could be, you know, a minority report or some Never Trump stuff, does Mike Pence help calm that down, in your opinion?
That's a good point. I really think it does. I mean, I know that there are some delegates that were slower to come around than others, but what I've heard from a lot of the delegates was a lot of praise about Pence. A lot of the conservatives were very happy about it. I know leadership in the House and the Senate, very happy with the Pence pick. So it's good for Donald Trump. It's good for the party. It's good for our country.
You know, we'll see how this plays out. It was interesting. Craig Shirley, if you heard that interview, if you didn't, you can always go back. Go to BillMartinezLive.com and listen to our previous interviews. Also, GCNLive.com as well, and listen to a podcast. But Craig Shirley brought that point up in terms of, you know, the kind of pick, the way he saw it. And Shirley, of course, a Ronald Reagan expert, a historian, and, you know, had some great insight to share with us, relevant to this. And we'll see how it plays out. I mean, for me, I thought, I believe it was a positive pick. I mean, to be honest with you, I thought all along we were looking at Newt Gingrich. And, I don't have a problem with Mike Pence. And, you know, hopefully, that will be a good balance and, you know, and good for, you know, Trump, I guess. You know, Trump is confident enough to, you know, pick somebody to come alongside him that was, you know, Scott, very vocal. He was very vocal about, you know, about Trump and some of his positions. And, you know, he's not necessarily on track with Trump's position on trade. A couple other things that seem to be, you know, a little bit of a problem. But I think more of a little bit of a problem, you know, there might be, you find more things that they agree on than disagree. And you know, it's like that old saying goes, is that if you have two people that agree on everything, then one of them is redundant and unnecessary. So I believe that, you know, Pence brings something to the ticket here. And also, he's not some lightweight kind of guy. I mean, he's self-assured. He's been accomplished. He's done a great job as a governor for Indiana. And, you know, we'll see how this comes together. If this is enough to, you know, bring the party together here in the midst of a lot of contention. And, of course, you know, what we're hearing and what Israel Ortega had to say, you know, to us about, you know, what's happening there at the ground floor level. I think people are optimistic overall about the convention there in Cleveland, but they're also on guard. I mean, you know, because of what happened in Baton Rouge, what happened in Dallas, what's happening around the world, you know, all this disruption that's going on. And, you know, meanwhile, a lot of questions, as Horace Cooper mentioned, you know, are coming about and saying, you know, why, you know, what is going on here? And, you know, everybody has an opinion, but I think the opportunity that we have here is, you know, an opportunity to be able to have a discussion. If we can have a reasonable discussion to get down to this stuff, to realize, that, you know, some of this is a due process issue, that we need to dial it back and understand. And, you know, look what happened here. I mean, you know, the Freddie Gray case, you know, we've got the highest ranked Baltimore cop and he's acquitted. Well, not acquitted, but he, you know, was, you know, the decision was not guilty in the Gray death. A lot of people were upset as to what happened, you know, there. And of course we saw the, Facebook Live situation. We still don't know, you know, what happened, you know, before the footage that we saw. The footage that we saw was very disturbing. We've got to allow for due process to take place. And meanwhile, it's a tough situation. It's a tough challenge, I believe, for, you know, officers, police officers, for the judiciary and the whole system to deal with some of these heartfelt issues that blacks feel and that are gaining some resonance and some momentum in saying that they're being unfairly selected and that sort of deal. I mean, we can talk about numbers, but, you know, it goes deeper than the numbers. We got to get to the heart and soul of the matter and address the real problem, you know, that black America, you know, feels unjustly, you know, targeted here. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour as we continue to go head-to-head on the issues of our lives, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads us, because, you know, when 7 out of 10 of us can agree and say we're on the wrong track, I say, okay, good observation. Now, what does the right track look like? And that's the discussion that needs to be furthered so that we make sure that, and I believe that it's found in the truth. You know, we've got to be faithful in pursuing the truth to come to the right conclusions and the answer. I mean, the reason I believe that our country is in such chaos right now, we've unanchored. We have disengaged from those moorings that are so critical to what makes our Constitution work, that, you know, offers us reason and balance and benefit. You know, listen to what the sheriff had to say in Louisiana yesterday. He said, look, it's not a gun issue. It's not a black issue, not a white issue. It's a heart issue. America is dealing with a heart issue, but we need to be able to come together as a people and realize, hey, look, we're human. You know, we're not, no one's perfect in this game here. You know, we strive for perfection as best we can. And, this is what we love about this country is that it gives us the opportunity to, you know, have lofty goals. And I think that's what we've lost in the process here, is that dreams have been thwarted and lofty goals have been tossed aside, in, you know, for partisanship and all these other things that really, you know, knock us off track. And I want to tell America again, go ahead and dream big dreams. You know, we need you to dream big dreams if we're going to get this country back on track. What a lot of people see as impossible is possible. But if you say it's impossible, you know, as Henry Ford said, you're right. If you say it's impossible, you're right. And this is what, you know, I think the disease that has, you know, entered into our government is that everything is impossible. And this is why, you know, Donald Trump is such a breath of fresh air, because, you know, he's saying what a lot of us believe in, and that is that nothing's impossible. But if you say it is, then, hey, those are the results you get. You know, game over. You're done. You know, that's not the American way of life. It's not the American spirit. The American spirit is saying, hey, look, it's dream big dreams. Go for it. And what we're not hearing enough today is about the successes that our country, even in spite of the tough economic situation that we find ourselves in, all the disruption and contention, there are still successes out there. I mean, they're absolutely fantastic. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, on Tuesdays, we love to have Samantha Mills Mao. I have to remember her married name now. She's still a newlywed here. When she comes on and shares with us these viral videos. And what are these viral videos about? By and large, they're about, you know, celebrations of our humanity. They're just uplifting stories about people just doing good things for others that just are heartwarming. And people are turning to that, and they love to hear about it. Now, it's not going to sell. It's not going to make a front page headline. I understand that. But the power of social media is such that it can begin to give us some hope and help re-engage us to, you know, the dreams that have been thwarted, that we set aside to say, well, this is about as good as it gets. And I want to, you know, I want to say to anybody that feels that way, look, don't give up. You know, we need you in the fight. We need you in the playing field. We don't need you on the sidelines. Okay, so you got a boo-boo and, you know, or maybe you've got an injury that you've dealt with and dealing with life. But I say, look, get back on your feet again. We need you in the fight. We need everybody. If we're going to get this country back on track, we all have to be in shoulder to shoulder and back to back, you know, encouraging one another in order to get this country back on track. I mean, we are off track, and I'll tell you, just like that sheriff, I agree with that sheriff. This is a hard issue that America is dealing with. And go back to what our founding fathers had to say. You know, this Constitution works for a people of, you know, some moral conviction. You let go of morality, and then you enter into chaos. And what do we have? We've got chaos here in America. You know, we've told the church, hey, we don't want you, you know, we don't want to talk about God. We don't want to hear about religion. And you go, okay, the very thing that built this country, that was foundational to this country, we want to tell God, say, hey, we'll take it from here. Really? I mean, how arrogant, you know, when you really think about it, is that God who blessed, and we still say, you know, even our president says, God bless America. Really? Okay. Well, how can God bless us when we're telling God we don't want you, you know, we just want God for the blessing, that's all. You know, we don't want God for any kind of advisement or counsel or his laws and everything else that he's laid out before us. You know, but thank God for God that he loves us too much that he's not about to just let us go into our utter depravity, although I think some might argue that we're pretty darn close. And I can appreciate that perspective. But, you know, we can still, America, we still can turn it around, but we've got to be convicted. We got to know, and that's where the heart comes into play, is that we got to be honest and understand, look at, we're failed, you know, and, you know, given, you know, given a rule of lawlessness and anarchy, gosh, we can run amok. I got to tell you, when I was in Ireland and I saw what happened in the coup attempt, you know, there in Turkey, with Erdogan's administration. I mean, that was pretty scary, especially I'm watching these tanks, the tank go up against all these people, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, they're going to kill these people. I mean, because the people just took on, I mean, Erdogan told the people, look, you come out and you come against the coup. I mean, he basically told, you know, his constituency, told the people, you stand up against this. I mean, you had quite a force there. Granted, you didn't have the entire military, but you had military force. You had tanks. You had, you know, you had bullets. People were still killed there during this process and this disruption that took place. But the president, you know, tells the people, you come out of your house and you take a stand. You take a stand for your government. You take a stand for me. I think that was pretty bold, and the people did. And I'm watching that tank, you know, facing off of these people in much the same way, if you remember Tiananmen Square, when that the young boy stood in front of that tank. But here you had, you probably had, you know, 50, 60 people in front of that tank. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, they're going to let loose on these people. And thank God they didn't. But, you know, this thing could have gotten just, you know, way out of control because, you know, these military people that, you know, attempted the coup had to know that there was no turning back. You either are going to, you know, be effective in the coup and win, or you're dead. You know, you put it all on the line. I mean, for them to get to that point, to think that, okay, they had to come against the government that they said was, you know, was fraught with all kinds of issues and moral issues and problems and that sort of thing. I mean, for them to come out against it like this and to put their lives on the line, you got to take pause and say, wow, what is going on? And, you know, here we are in this country, and I know that some people, there are some people that feel like, you know, maybe America has abandoned them. And I want to say that America hasn't abandoned you. We need you in the conversation. We need you in the fight for the things that are right, that are wholesome, that are going to build up our families and hold us together and, you know, secure our futures. But it's based on morality. It's not based on individual egos. and things that, you know, pull us apart. We've got to focus on the things that unify us, because that's what America is all about. It's the United States of America, not the un-United States. And you know, this is what happened. Sadly, this is what's going on in this country. But this is a time for courage and a time for people that are willing to stand for that which is right and good for all people here in the United States of America.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
With all of me, loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges. All your perfect imperfections.
Bill Martinez live.
Give all to me. Give my all to you. You're my end.
end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me. And you give me all of you. I give you all of me. And you give me all of you.
You know, sometimes you just want to be able to listen to the lyric here because it's so powerful and meaningful and appropriate at a time, you know, such as this. It's Bill Martinez live at just about 20 minutes right now after the top of the hour. It's always good to have you along with us. I want to remind you, for more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there, everything you need to know. A lot of fun stuff and things you can refer to and, you know, some neat videos and, you know, information. Because, you know, that's what it's all about here for us. You know, we're committed to giving you information as in an objective manner as best we can, you know, to, you know, to help you, you know, make a choice. And as I say, the challenge that we have here in America today is to make a choice that's, you know, really based on the truth. If you're going to make a choice, well, let's make it based on the facts, okay, instead of all this divisive rhetoric that's been running around throughout this country. I mean, we got to be able to step back and evaluate things. In this information age that we live in today, we're absolutely inundated with all kinds of information. As somebody once said that, you know, we know so much, but yet we understand so little. You know, there's just so much information out there that we're bombarded with it. But, okay, how do we connect the dots with this information to where we can really solve these problems? It's almost like what we've done in the last, you know, couple of decades is we've tread water, you know, in a lot of respects. You know, we find ourselves no better off, maybe in some cases worse off than we were, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And, you know, really, you know, I don't want to blame Barack Obama. You know, a lot of people, it's, you know, the president's fault. Really, it's us. I mean, this is a government of, for, and by we the people. And so, yes, you can be disappointed, you know, at the leaders that we've chosen. But, you know, hey, we chose them, right? And here we are, 2016. We've got a new election cycle going, and here it is. And, you know, people go, wow, I just can't believe that these are the choices we have. Well, you know, I mean, you can be in a quandary and be asleep throughout this whole process. But if we don't engage what's happening in our country, then we're just going to get more of the same. And, you know, I just say to you, I just go, look what we've done. You know, forget about all the other stuff. It just, you know, you can drive yourself nuts trying to navigate and explain this. But, you know, sometimes you just can't explain, you know, stupidity, I guess, you know, because I know that sounds kind of harsh, but it's really, you know, we should know better. We don't spend any time. I mean, people are more interested in the Kardashians and reality TV than they are in, you know, our country and the future of our country and what kind of government are we passing on to our children and our grandchildren? I mean, do we even think about that? I mean, you know, forget about Black Lives Matter. Does everybody's life matter so little that we're not concerned about the America that we're passing on to the next generation? We just think, okay, let's just do the same. I mean, we've spent, you know, this war on poverty over 50 years. We've spent over $22 trillion in the war on poverty, and we've moved the needle. You know, it's actually gotten worse. It's not gotten better. And look where we are today, how many people, you know, just depend on the government. We have created this dependent class. I say we, and, you know, don't step away and seem innocent and say, well, it wasn't me. It was those doggone Democrats that did it. Well, you know, look, we let them do it because we really didn't, you know, fight hard enough. And this is what happens is that we need people who are truly convicted and convinced that, you got to fight for the truth. You got to take a stand. You got to stand up against, you know, this silliness. You know, I'm here in California, you know, for a couple of weeks here. And I mean, this state is incredible. I mean, it is sad. It's heartbreaking to see what has happened to the state. It's been overrun by one party. They've absolutely devastated this state and they think it's all okay. They've done the same thing in other states across the country where one party has taken over, the unions have taken over, and they're all taken care of at the expense of we the people. And they figure that, hey, in order for them to stay in business, they just got to keep on developing this entitlement class. And this is what concerns me, frankly, about, you know, some Hispanics who are coming into this country and think, okay, hey, they're giving money away. It's all free. So why not? But I got to tell you, at the heart, the very heart of Latinos is that, you know, they're not out for a handout. You know, these are the people that are, you know, cleaning hotels, changing beds. I mean, they will do, you know, they'll do the hard work. They're not afraid of hard work. They are productive people. And, it dishonors the very heart of Hispanic people to give them a handout when they don't want a handout. All they want is an opportunity. You know, like most people here in this country, what we live for is the idea at the end of the day to say, hey, we've been productive. You know, we've done something positive and we've earned our paycheck and we're doing something positive for our family. This is what has made America great and exceptional, is that we've got hardworking people. I mean, you know, when you compare it to, you know, people overseas, you know, they'll take an entire month off. I mean, in America, you know, people have earned vacation days and they won't take the vacation. They won't take the time off. They're just so into the work. Now, that's a whole nother issue. But still, it's just the idea that, you know, we're very focused. We're very productive and competitive people. Is it any wonder that we've been able to produce the things that we've been able to? And I believe that even where America is right now in exporting all its jobs, but you look at the natural resources that are available, I mean, you get government out of the way and you open up the doors of opportunity that are available here in this country. And I got to tell you, you know, I know some people would look at it and say, it is an absolute miracle what could happen. And yes, in some regards, it's an absolute miracle, but it's based on, you know, the origins of this country. You know, God blessing this country, God, you know, building into the people who live here an ethic, a work ethic, you know, to produce and to work hard. We're not afraid of that. But, you know, we got to get government out of the way. We got to get these inhibitors that have, you know, for the sake of entitlements and, you know, and God only knows what. I mean, you know, this whole climate warming, you know, fiasco, and they talk about it like as if it's fact. I mean, you know, you don't talk about scientific, you know, issues as fact. It's either a law or it's not a law. And, you know, but they can't. So they just say it's a fact. Even the president says, well, it's a fact. A fact based on what? Just because you say it's a fact? I'm sorry. You may be the president of the United States, but, you know, last time I checked, there's a beginning and end to your responsibilities and your power and authority. And it's not for you to institute that something is a fact when you don't have all the evidence to back that up with. And don't give me this stuff about 97% of the scientists, because that's already been debunked. And all this other stuff, you know, we have built so many points of contention on false narratives and false evidence. The whole Black Lives Matter is, or as Cooper was saying, it's all on, you know, a false narrative. And Dr. Gorka, the same way, you know, we're buying into lies and we've turned our world upside down. Is it any wonder that America is lost and we find ourselves in the mess that we're in today? And the thing is, we keep reproducing this. And this is the disease, and the dangerous part of it is that we're producing the very thing that we don't want to. We just, you know, just keep on going, keep on doing it. You know, this is the stuff we're faced with here in America. But look it, we got to come together. As I say, we got to get back in the playing field. We got to get shoulder to shoulder, back to back, all hands on deck. And let's deal with this heart issue that the sheriff in Louisiana talked about. America, it's time for us to hit the pause button and think about our hearts and think about what we can do to be better for America and better for our grandkids, okay? 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age have begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and Dr. Sean McFaith is with us. He served as a paratrooper in the U.S. Army's 82nd Airborne Division, associate professor at the National Defense University, a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, and an adjunct professor at Georgetown University School of Foreign Service. And he's also the author of the novel Shadow War, a Tom Locke novel, which is available now. Sean, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Although after about 12 hours in the air coming all the way to the West Coast from Ireland, I'm doing okay. I mean, adrenaline is positive, right?
Good luck with that jet lag.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm able to get through it, but there was just an interesting deal. There were a lot of colds around. I'm sitting here trying, and up until the last day in Dublin, it finally got me a little bit, but it's okay. But I got to tell you, while I was there in Ireland, boy, you turn the TV on and every morning it was something else. I mean, we had the situation that happened in Nice, and then you have the military coup attempt. What is going on? I mean, it's like the world's unraveling here, Sean.
It is. I mean, this has been quite the summer. Like every week, one or two things, from Orlando to, crocodiles to, ISIS's multiple attacks. But yeah, in some ways, I think, it's easy to see, like, the world's unraveling. But I think it actually is, not to sound too grim, but I think it kind of is. I think disorder is globally, I think, unfortunately, that's kind of, we're going to see much more of this going forward.
Well, as the Bible would say, time for peace and time for war. And we may be out of sync with what's happening in the environment. And that is that, we've got to face the enemy, don't we?
We do. I mean, we can't keep on ignoring it. And there's every time there's like an ISIS attack, there's a host of apologists who come on, kind of liberal apologists. And I think that that is not doing us any good. I think that's at best it's distracting. At worst, it's delusional, and it just encourages more of this. So I don't, you know, that we have to stop sort of pretending about what this is and what it isn't, and have a robust discussion.
Well, somehow there has to be a voice of sobriety that breaks through all this clutter that says, you know, come on, call it for what it is. I mean, let's get out of the realm of political correctness. And I got to tell you, I give Dr. Ben Carson a lot of credit for breaking down the wall a little bit. And, of course, Trump has taken it to another level. But, you know, that's fine. Let's get the walls of political correctness out of the way. But let's reconstruct something to where it is positive, and we're coming, you know, we're allowed to look at things correctly, observe them correctly, call them for what they are, and conclude with right decisions. Because, as you say, right now the decisions we're coming up with are rather delusional.
They are. I mean, politically correctness is a cancer. We can't come up with, how can we come up with an effective strategy to deal with a threat if we can't even, if we're not even allowed to talk about it?
Exactly.
And that's the level of discourse we've had in the last, you know, 8 years. And so we need to get real about what the threat is. Otherwise, you just have, you know, shrill voices on the, on both extremes. And we don't, nobody wants that.
Exactly. Well, we somehow got to find a way to come together on this issue, because the fact of the matter is what's happening in the Middle East. It has infected, as you say, is a cancer. It is a disease. It's metastasizing here domestically.
That's right. And it's metastasizing faster in Europe, right? Part of what led to the Brexit was this issue. They see it over there. France certainly sees it. You know, the Eastern, you know, the Balkans, they see it too. They've been dealing with this issue since the 1600s, to be quite frank. We'll see what happens in Europe. I think what we're going to see also is a shift to, you know, there's going to be a shift to the right in Europe now too, by the way. The European Union utopian dream is dissolving around them.
Mm-hmm. Well, as the new Prime Minister of England said, you know, she says, May says Brexit is Brexit. I mean, they're getting out, and I got to tell you, I still respect David Cameron for realizing he wasn't the one to lead the way out. That he resigned and got out of there lickety split, and now you've got Prime Minister May's leading the charge here.
That's right. I mean, he is smart. I'm sure he's exhausted too.
They
need fresh leadership, as he said. And we'll see. There's a lot of doom and gloom about Brexit. I'm skeptical. I think it's going to hurt in the short run, but maybe in the long run, or even midterm run, it'll be to their benefit.
Well, they're a strong enough country. I think they're going to be able. You know, they got smart enough people. They can figure this out. You know, there's adjustments. I think that President Obama's, threat to them that they were going to somehow be in the back of the bus and somehow not be a serious trading partner with America. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? You know, let's get real here. And then look what happens. I mean, he expends political capital, and he looks like a knucklehead.
He does. And also the fact that he was, you know, weighing in on the Brexit was, I thought, really crass. You know, before it happened, you know, saying
exactly. And so here we are. I mean, they're going to get through it. It's going to take them, you know, 2 years to get out of the European Union. I mean, they've already got their bags packed. I mean, this is like a divorce, you know,
with the skid marks in the driveway. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So, so we'll see what happens there. But, you know, getting back to this disease and this contention that's going on that has now impacted us here domestically to the point that, you know, our police officers are being ambushed in American streets. And, Shauna, I mean, you know, this is opening up the door to all kinds of lawlessness. This is very, very concerning. And this is, you know, as we go into a Republican National Convention in Cleveland with open carry, and then the following week you've got the Democratic Convention. I mean, are we looking at Chicago all over again here possibly?
I think it's a distinct possibility. It could be 68, et cetera. You know, the opportunity for violence, and, you know, choose your violator, right? I mean, it could even be ISIS, right? I mean, choose your violator. So I think I'm holding my breath. I do not envy the chief of police for Cleveland. And I hope we get through it. But if something does erupt and then it creates a spiraling pattern of escalation amongst other groups, that would be a worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm. But this has all been, you know, the foundation has been laid. I mean, to your point, as you mentioned earlier, because of political correctness, we can't identify the enemy for what it is. And, you know, the fact of the matter is we've got some serious domestic unease here. I mean, you got a former Marine, you know, going off the reservation, but he's been indoctrinated with all this negativity. And it's not just ISIS, as you say, you know, pick one, you know, pick whatever grievance you want to. And, you know, there's just a lot of hate talk out there that's been flying around that's unchecked. And it's causing people to, you know, do like what this young man did. I mean, on his birthday, 29 years old, he's a former Marine, and he fought for, you know, the freedoms that we enjoy here in this country. And then he decides to, you know, because he feels like he needs to take a stand for all black people. And then the first officer he kills is a black man. I mean, you know, it's like, wait a minute, you're off the reservation here.
It is, and it's a sad parable as to what is going on in our country today. And I think there's also a lot of divisive, you know, hate speech as well that encourages this type of actions, and that's the tragedy of it. So we'll see what happens this week at the Republican convention. I know that like there'll be extremist hate speech on all sides of this event on the outskirts of it. And I hope it doesn't encourage more of the same.
Well, it's no doubt being revved up. I mean, somebody says, "Hey, look, we need to be cautious here," and make sure that any refugees that are coming into this country, all of a sudden that's regarded as hate speech, saying that we should have, effective borders and really pursue a positive immigration, program. All of a sudden that's hate speech. I mean, all this stuff is being agitated. Go ahead.
Let me tell you, having done this, there's no way to vet those immigrants from war zones. I've done this on the ground. It's impossible to do. So whatever assurances we've been given are, in my opinion, completely false.
Well, when you have the president giving us insurance and the very people who vet him say, there's no way, who do you believe?
Yeah, exactly. And so I share those concerns.
We've got more from Dr. Sean Mafeg coming up on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us, America. 19 before the top of the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, don't you sometimes feel like you can just go to sleep and just, you know, like the song, just wake me up when the insanity has passed us by and we're ready, because I understand, you know, a lot of people wanting to check out, you know, for all this craziness that's going on. I mean, our police officers are being ambushed on the streets of America. We've got a world that is unraveling, military coups happening, you know, a truck going crazy on Bastille Day, running through the French Riviera, killing 70 people. I mean, how much crazier can it get? Well, Dr. Sean McFaith is with us. He served as a paratrooper in the U.S. Army's 82nd Airborne Division and is associate professor at the National Defense University, a senior fellow at the Atlanta Council, and an adjunct professor at Georgetown University School of Foreign Service's latest novel, Shadow War, a Tom Locke novel, is available now. Sean, with Shadow War, you know, a lot that you did in this series is, you know, people could say, well, you took it off the headlines of the newspapers, so you're looking at the trajectory of what's happening in America today. And how would you connect the dots? I mean, outside of a novel, you know, what's happening in our world today? I think some people probably think, gosh, maybe that's what it is. We're living a book here or something, but it's a history book.
Yeah, it's better if it's on the beach, not in your real life. Yeah, so Shadow War is a novel. It's a series of novels about a guy called Tom Locke. It's like a Tom Clancy-like novel,
right,
but it's based on real events. So he's like a special forces guy, and he goes into Ukraine to deal with Putin and the new way of war with Putin. And what people don't realize is that Putin, what Putin did to Ukraine and what he did to the country of Georgia, he's going to do to the Baltics next.
Yes.
Lithuania, Estonia. And I think this summer, you know, we still might have a couple chapters left of craziness, and that might include Putin doing some really brazen things up there to destabilize those countries.
Well, and I guess that's what I was saying earlier, is that one thing begets another. I mean, if you go back and you remember the philosophy of one Gandhi, who talked about, you know, violence begetting violence. And it seems with each increment of violence, it just gets worse and worse. I mean, to the point here in America, I mean, our police, our men in blue, that leave their homes, their families every day, and their desires to go out and serve, protect the community, and come back to their families, and they're being ambushed.
They are, and it gets to a point where law enforcement doesn't want to do its job out of fear and doesn't want to do its job because it thinks that the population doesn't have its back. That is only going to, as you say, beget more violence. It's going to invite and tempt those who wish to do harm to do so. Mm-hmm. And I think if you look at the coup d'etat in Turkey, you can make the argument. I mean, the world of the Middle East is burning down. Europe is starting to sort of unravel. If it's a perfect time if you're a coup maker, because if it doesn't go well, or if it does go well, the world's so distracted, so busy looking at all the other, you know, flames and fires that, you know, you have, as they say, top cover politically. Mm-hmm. So I think this trend is, it does feed into itself.
Well, you mentioned, and just a little bit of a sidebar here, with this attempted military coup in Turkey, I mean, the people that were involved, I mean, you're talking upper echelons of the military involved there. I mean, there's a lot to be said that's not quite being spoken about what went on there with that military coup.
No, it's a big mystery, but I will tell you this, is that Turkey is unusual historically in that region for two things. One, it's always been, until very recently, a military kind of junta. It's always been run by the military. But the military has always been secular. So even though it's a Muslim country, it's deeply committed to secularism and to tolerance that other religions are welcome there, which is completely in contrast to what's going on in Syria and in Iraq and Iran. So Erdogan, the current president, he took over in 2003. He's been marching that country ever more steadily into more radical sort of Islamic roots.
Exactly.
And the military, its coup attempt was an attempt to walk back to actual, you know, more of a tolerable or tolerance type of
a secular approach.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Right. Not liberal, secular approach.
Well, and this is the thing. I mean, you know, now that Erdogan was able to squash this coup, I think that's going to give him all the more boldness to, you know, take another step towards, you know, this Islamic Muslim objective.
That's exactly right. So he's using this coup attempt as a pretext to sort of clean out all his political opposition. Mm-hmm. And the question is, there's no question that he's doing it. But the question is, how far will he go?
Well, I thought it was quite brave on his part. Brave, I don't know. Somebody might say, well, not really, because he was asking the people to go out in the street and go head to head with the military and take a stand, you know, for his government. It wasn't him. I mean, he was sending, you know, the people of Turkey to go out there and kind of battle, you know, the military here. And fortunately, they were successful. You know, I'm sitting there in my hotel room in Dublin, Sean, and I'm watching this tank facing, you know, probably about 50, 60 people. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, they're going to gun these people down. Thank God they didn't. But I mean, it was like, because you had a couple of people that just went, you know, they went, you know, nose to nose and face to face with some of these military guys, and they got automatic weaponry. You know, something bad could have happened really quick there.
And I think we're not out of the woods, as they say, either. There could be another coup attempt, and not imminently, but I think others would be emboldened by this. And I think it also demonstrates that Turkey is a fragile society as well right now. They're also being frayed. They've got ISIS on their southern border. They've got Kurdish terrorists inside their border. And they've got a split between the military and Erdogan, the political leadership. This situation, even though Erdogan has been successful in putting down this coup, I don't think he's going to address the root causes of the coup, and those root causes are still there.
Exactly. Well, and I think it's the price you pay for playing both sides to the middle, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, he's becoming ever more autocratic in every year. And the U.S. is, our relationship with him is complicated because a lot of our anti-ISIS campaign, our air wars, is launched out of southern Turkey.
Right. We're using their bases. Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're using their bases. So for us to sort of condemn him, you know, is not in our national interest. But I think that there has been, you know, grumblings within Washington, D.C. about, you know, he's not the best of partners either. He's geopolitically necessary.
Exactly.
And also he's being, you know, leaned on, you know, Putin and him have an interesting relationship too.
Exactly. Well, that's the deal. You've got, you know, you got, as you said earlier, the Middle East is unraveling. You know, you got Iran. They got, you know, billions of dollars now starting to come their way. I think it's a matter of time for them to go nuclear, whether or not, you know, Israel. We haven't heard much from Israel right now. They may be preparing silently. I can't imagine that they're not, to do something preemptively. You know, they just cannot allow Iran to go nuclear. And the United States has given them a lot of cover to this point.
We have. I would imagine that Israel has several contingency plans to do a preemptive strike or create what they call preventative war in Iran. You know, and I share skepticism. I mean, I think if Iran wants to go nuclear, it's a question of when, not if.
Mm-hmm.
If how many years would it be? We don't really have any weapons weapons that could bury their nuclear sites. Their nuclear sites are surrounded by very sophisticated air defense. We'd have to use we'd have to nuke it.
Yeah.
But even if you do that, you still can't kill the knowledge. And I think Israel, some might say, has a covert program to assassinate nuclear physicists in Iran.
Mm-hmm. And they've done that in the past.
They have done that in the past, but even still, you can't get them all. So if Iran really wants to pursue it and they have a long-term vision, which I think that they do,
mm-hmm.
They will get it someday, and that will completely change the Middle East.
Well, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
exactly. With all that you've got going on, I mean, Libya continues to be unstable, you know, and it's just all around. And as you say, Russia's going to take advantage, and Putin is not going to miss out on any opportunity. And, oh, yeah, by the way, what's happening in the South China Sea?
Exactly. So we're this era of peace and love is well over. I think we're ramping up to something that the next president, whoever that president will be, will have to face. And the question is, what kind of character will that president have to deal with adversity?
Well, you look at what happened with George W. Bush. I mean, he didn't come in thinking he was going to be a wartime president, but within a year he became one because
right.
Bill Clinton and the Democrats did everything they could to avoid the inevitable.
Well, you know, I think the 90s were like a lost decade for U.S. foreign policy.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue, and many have, the last 8 years has been very similar. There, you know, pick your potential hot spot. There's all sorts of trigger areas in the globe that could spark. And as you said earlier in the program, if one trigger goes, then others might be emboldened to do something brash.
Without a doubt. And militarily, how compromised are we right now?
Our military is not capable of dealing with these issues. We have it's exhausted. It needs to be replenished.
Well, Dr. Sean McFaith has been our guest, author of the book Shadow War, a Tom Locke novel, available now, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Sean, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us on Bill Martinez Live. We will see you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the SDG Radio Network.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We call it the crapper. What?